Hi, Steve.
You don't mind me calling you Steve, do you?
You should be okay with that, but you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
He might be a Trentoid.
Nah, he's listening.
Aren't you Steve? Steve, you're going to have to come with me. You're going to have to come out of the audio closet, okay? Yes, I know. It sounds like Vancouver, but it isn't, Steve. It's not the wet coast. It is Canada, though. And that's a white dog coming your way. This is 3D sound, Steve. The real deal. I recorded all this stuff. You're in Berlin right now, walking toward the train station at Alexanderplatz. It's Friday night. I want to change your mind about sound. I want you to think about the implications of 3D audio for mobile platforms and FM radio.
Aside from the fact that you can't actually hear, I mean, I don't know.
Phone?
I just think the texture gets lost.
It's the recording, Steve.
You see you moving by your own. I can do it. It feels like it's a totally pianist gesture where you go boom, boom.
Listening to me, Steve. I'm doing everything I can to get you to say yes. Every little trick in the book. 3D sound is where you're sitting now.
People often consider the placebo effect a powerful and mysterious phenomenon, or phenomena, because there's probably more than one mechanism. What I find just as mysterious is the easy dismissal.
What you're listening to now is a conventional stereo recording. The blue pill.
It is clearly an example.
I can put Michael Persinger, a famous neuroscientist, anywhere and everywhere in the soundscape.
People often consider the placebo effect a powerful and mysterious phenomenon, or phenomena, because it's probably more than one mechanism. What I find just as mysterious is the easy dismissal by physicians and many scientists of the placebo effect, because it is clearly an example of how powerful expectancy and certain types of brain functions can be.
Okay, Steve, this is personal. And if you're not Steve, well, imagine that you are.
Steve? This is Steve.
Take the red pill. Go ahead, take the red pill. After 3 decades of goofing around, 3D sound is ready for prime time. The technical glitches have been figured out. All the bells and whistles, and it's as good as your ears. Now imagine an anthology series, putting the listener, you, inside the story.
He should be okay with that.
Think of documentaries.
Listen.
Music profiles. I have a few shows in mind. Let's talk. That's the pitch, Steve. I'll go away now.
Steve? Listen, Steve.